Good to be here tonight. My age is good to be anywhere. Amen. You know, we came here, my wife and I, in 01. I'll tell you, this is the best church that I've ever been in. Been in a lot of them over the years, traveling with the prison ministry and all that, but this is the ultimate. Praise God. I brag about our church every time I get a chance. I always, people would really be what they say they are. Amen. Amen. That's what we need. Chapter 6, Ephesians tonight. I'll read quite a few verses. Verse 5 through 18, I believe it is. Servants, be obedient to them that are your masters, according to the flesh, with fear and trembling, in singleness of heart, as unto Christ. Not with eye service, as men pleasers, but as the servants of Christ, doing the will of God from the heart. With good will, doing service as to the Lord and not to men, knowing that whatsoever good thing any man doeth, the same shall he receive of the Lord, whether he be bond or free. And ye masters, do the same things unto them, forbearing, threatening, knowing that your master also is in heaven. Neither is there respect of persons with him. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of darkness of this world, against the spiritual wickedness of the high places, in high places. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all to stand, stand therefore, having your loins girt about with truth, and having on a breastplate of righteousness, and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith you shall be able to quench the fiery darts of the wicked. And take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. Praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints. Amen. Let's pray. Our Father and our God tonight, Lord, you've called me to this place and this time. And our Father, we pray, dear God, you be glorified. Father, help us, Lord, to give your word, not mine, but your word, Lord, that you might be glorified and we might be blessed and strengthened, re-encouraged, Lord, in the word of God, that we might show forth who we are to that lost and dying world out there. Oh, dear God, there's so many that is dependent on everything but Christ. And Lord, we know religion won't take you anywhere, but just your reward would be a lot stiffer, a lot harder than if you didn't claim anything. Father, dear God, have your will and way, and Lord, may Jesus be high and uplifted. May you be blessed and honored in all that's said or done. We love you. Thank you in Christ's name for all you say, all you do. In his name, amen. Well, the Lord called me to preach. I was saved in 66, and 67 he called me to preach. I've been trying ever since then to glorify him. Amen. Amen. Not me, him. Tonight, if you look at the verses here, he says, one place, put, in verse 11, put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. Then he says in verse 13, take. And again in 14, he said, stand. And in verse 16, taking the shield of faith, wherewith you shall be able to quench all the fire darts of the wicked. Without faith, it's impossible to please God. We are able, through faith and by faith, to receive the blessing of God that we ask every day for. Lord, bless us, help us to walk in your statutes, your word, your desire, your will be done in my life. But sometimes people trust everything but the Lord. I've heard all manner of things, and tonight there was a preaching, I guess, or reading about the Philippines and that. Hey, I don't care what denomination you are or what. If you're not born again, you're not going to heaven. Amen. The Lord said you must be born again, and that no man cometh to the Father but by me. I gave a young fellow at a veterans dinner here the other day and gave him one of my card tracts. He looked at it and handed it back to me. Said, I'm a church member. I said, so what does that get you? What does that get you? Not a stinking thing. Gets you in trouble with God if you're a church member and you're not saved. What does it profit you? Just saying I'm a church member. People say a lot of things, but do they mean them with all their heart? If you're saved by the grace of God, you ought to mean it with all your heart. You ought to do what God said do. Love one another, even as I have loved you, Christ said. We find ourselves in such a condition today. It's a miserable life outside of the church. Yes. All kind of craziness is going on. And people are, we used to have a government, but today it's got to be redone because it's not a government. It's a clown or a clown's papers or something. I don't know. But it's surely not, it's not real. But the Lord said, take and put and stand. Taking the shield of faith. We must take the shield of faith in everything we do. Walk in faith. When we try to please the Lord with our world, our walk and our work, what do we do? Do those folks out there that are lost without hope see Christ in you? Amen. That's what we want to portray. Is that they might see Christ in us, might see a difference in us. But today, we've got all kinds of religion. Catholics, their church, they're in Tyler. There must have been 200 cars in the parking lot, slap full. A whole bunch of people going to hell because of their stupidity. They won't receive what the Lord said. They receive what man said. Man won't get you anywhere but damnation. He'll get you convicted. But Satan is going about, again, I just got to say this. Satan's going about with these new versions of the Word of God. People are being deceived every day because it makes them feel good. Makes them think everything's all right. It's not all right. If it doesn't line up with the Word of God, it's not right.
That's right.
And they have used the Word of God. They've turned it any kind of way that you ever thought it could be turned. Lifts out the important part. Sin will bring a reward. Righteousness and holiness will bring a reward. We ought to be trying to be as holy as we can be. We're not perfect. But if we will try and give God the glory, one day after a while we'll be in his presence And we will be perfect at that time. For we shall see him as he is. We will be like him. For we shall see him as he is. You know, some say they have to see the nail prints or thrust their hand in his side and all this. Hey, I think I'll know him just by his face. Amen. Nobody ever loved me like Christ. My wife, bless her heart, we were together almost 70 years. I miss her dearly. Oh, my God. It's been a nightmare for the last 4 years. But I'm thankful that she's with the Lord today. I know she was a Christian woman. If that explains, she was a dear, dear lady. That's what we ought to leave behind, that people loved us. Now, the pastor, not here tonight, and his wife was here. I think she's in the back with the kids or what. But he's got boys. They're just a blessing. Oh, they're knuckleheads, but they're a blessing. Amen. And they evidently, they love me for some reason. I call them knucklehead, and they call me big knucklehead. Amen. But we ought to want to leave behind a true story of our life. Amen. To give God the glory, honor, and praise. And we're not perfect. But the Lord said, pray and ask in his name, in Jesus' name, and it be granted. So whatever we need to ask the Lord for. Amen. Today is a day that I never dreamed I'd see. It's horrendous. Scammers, liars, thieves, murderers, they're everywhere. But we are safe in the house of God. I'll tell you, this I've seen this house full. Amen. Years ago. But when that falling away came, some left and didn't come back. The Lord said in his word, had they been of us, they would have remained with us. But they were not of us. I pray that each one of them will get saved. Come to the knowledge of the truth of the word of God. Be born again. Be saved on our way to heaven. That we might come together in the unity and the love of God. I don't hate any of those. I want to see them saved. These scammers and all that. I don't hate them. I ask the Lord to bless them and forgive them and save them. They don't want to hear that. The last days, he said, they're not endure sound doctrine. They'll turn away from the word of God. That's the reason these versions are doing so much damage today, because people want to believe anything but the word of God. I'm just convinced that we need to get back to the word of God, to put on the whole armor of God, to take upon you the whole armor of God, and then to stand with the whole armor of God. We need fellowship, brotherhood, just loving God with all of our heart and wanting to be pleasing to him. Amen. How can we expect anything of a creator, savior that gave himself, that died on the cross? How can we not want to glorify him, praise him, to honor him? Say, thank you, Lord, for all you do. Thank you, Lord. I know pastor asked me to preach, and I told him, I said, well, I'll do the best I can. Oh, my. But I want us to be strengthened by the word of God, that we stand, therefore, having your loins girt about with the truth, and having on the breastplate of righteousness, and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith you shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. That's the only way we can, make it. Only way we can live. And two, there's young Christians that need to be taught. Yeah. Amen. I don't know just what in the world. It's amazing to me how God has done what he's done. He's made us, created us, gave us life, gave us a little sense. Well, some of us, a little. But anyway, thank God for all he's done. But let your life reflect what God's done in your life. Amen. That we might be truthful before that lost and dying world out there. That they might be saved. Now, it's a shame how many hear the word of God and they don't want to hear it. In the last days, he said, you have tribulation. They'll turn from the truth and they'll turn and believe a lie. Help family, help those close to you to realize that God is real. That God does save old sinners. God does reclaim lives. He does make us what we are if we'll let him. We need to do what we can, which is very little in the scheme of things, but then get out of the way and let God do what he'll do. Amen. You know, tonight, Paul was a great Christian, a great teacher, a great apostle. But Paul still had problems like we do. Let's trust the Lord for the outcome of everything. Give him the glory, honor, and praise. I know things have been real rough this year for me. I don't know about you. But I'll tell you one thing. The Lord's still on the throne. He still makes it possible for us to worship and to love him and to love one another. I'm thankful that I have a love in my heart that I didn't know could be. But I don't hate those sinners. I want them to be saved. I want to preach to them, teach them, whatever's needed, that they might come to Christ with a full heart and surrender to him. That's the only way you can be saved, is when you come and admit you're a sinner, ask him to save you. Mean it with all your heart, all your soul, all your strength, just all that you are. And then get up and walk in newness of life. Taking the shield of faith, wherewith you shall be able to quench the fire darts, all the fire darts of the wicked. Thank God for his strength, his hope, his love, his mercy, his grace. Thank him for Christ. Have you ever thought about God? I love my girls. But to ask one of them to do what Christ did would be, I couldn't do that. But God told Jesus, you go, you are the Savior. And he went and willingly hung on a tree for the likes of you and me. It's beyond comprehension. But it happened. And it does make a difference when you trust him with all your heart, all your mind, all your soul, and you, Lord, just use me however you want to. Amen.